Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, December 15th, 2006. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. It's our privilege each weekday morning to prepare these messages and share them in various ways over the internet, including this podcast. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and we write these messages from our home here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Today's message is titled Spreading the Word. If you were to go to the website today, you would find a picture of two people that are playing in our musical drama this weekend, and the message today is concerning a lesson from that musical. The scripture text is from Luke chapter 2, 17 and 18.
When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them.
Our dramatic Christmas musical this year features Jacob, one of the shepherds who witnessed Christ's birth, who relives the experience as he tells the story to his granddaughter Mary. It's a powerful musical with a way of causing you to consider how wonderful it must have been to hear the story from the viewpoint of eyewitnesses.
Jacob's story has a very interesting perspective. Matthew records the awful story of a very jealous King Herod, seeking to destroy the newborn king by having all male babies under 2 years old killed. As the old shepherd Jacob is sharing this part of the story to his granddaughter Miriam, he weeps as he tells her that among the babies killed was his own firstborn son.
Jacob gives such a human dimension to the story, as one who had the great joy of seeing the infant Jesus, but later, the awful agony of helplessly seeing his own son killed. Although, of course, this is a fictional dramatic script, it is surely quite plausible.
King Herod is played in the musical by a stout man who fully fits the profile we have of King Herod based upon biblical accounts. He struts onto the platform and unashamedly exposes his jealousy and intimidation by proclaiming over and over in a song, "I am the king." During his assertion that he is the king, background choir voices begin singing as though they're praying, O come, Emmanuel.
And that is such a very powerful part of the musical. At the time of Christ's birth, the Bible clearly states that after the shepherds had seen the baby Jesus, quote, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, end quote. Though we have no additional follow-up concerning these men after this eventful night, the musical drama certainly makes you think about an individual experience one of these shepherds might have had.
Like so many at that time, through the ages of the church and in our own day, Jacob had to overcome some deep hurts and losses to cling to his faith in Christ. But he did so, and many of you do so as well.
Yesterday, I spoke to a longtime friend, in fact, a friend from first grade, whose wife has multiple sclerosis and is now confined to a wheelchair. He's dealing with some pretty tough bumps in life, but he is rejoicing in God's grace and goodness as he chooses to focus his perspective on God's faithfulness. And that's what Jacob in the story had to do as well. The shepherds were the very first evangelists at the birth of Christ, and we are all called to follow their example in spreading the word. Let us do so today.
Let's pray together. Jesus, your choice to enter this earth in such a lowly and timely manner is a story that not only the shepherds were commissioned to go out and tell, but it is the commission of all believers to spread this amazing story. It's not just for the people of Jerusalem, or simply a segment of our society, or a select period in history. Instead, Christ's coming affects people of all tongues, tribes, and nations, from the north to the south, from east to west. All who will call upon the Lord Jesus to be saved. Jesus, help us to be bold and unwavering in our quest to reach out to the lost and dying world that touches us every day. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Roxine. And it is a real joy to share with you today. We have a lot of additional material on our posting today that I'm not going to read in the podcast. I don't really like to limit the podcast to basically the message, although I do give additional notes. Our website, again, is www.dailyencouragement.net. If you're listening to the podcast from the email post, just go back and it's on the email as well. If you're not listening to the podcast, the 15th of December 2006, just use the archives or use the previous message feature on the main page to go back to the message dated December 15th. They have a number of photos up of the musical that Grandfather Jacob and his fictional granddaughter Miriam, as well as a great shot of King Herod, a photo of the choir, and then just a photo I took yesterday of a friend of mine that I have a little story I tell about him that we may develop into a full message as well. Brooksine also has some additional notes, and we have a couple of links to songs that we feel relates to the message today. One of them is a song that's actually in the musical, and I have two audio version links up, and that's the wonderful song many of you know called Who Am I, made famous by the group Casting Crowns. Another one that we thought of is preparing the message, Brooksine did anyway, and I agree, is an older song by, was it Kevin Meese, Brooksine?
David
Meese. We heard live one time, in fact, and it's touched our hearts often, called We Are the Reason. And I found an audio of that, I believe, by David Meese as well. Again, the website is www.dailyencouragement.net. And we are so privileged that we have this opportunity to share with you today. Anything else you want to say, Brooksine? She says no. May God's blessing be upon each of our podcast listeners.